Good morning, MGTOW man.
Here we are in Upper Bumfuckistan. Oh, is it southern? North-southern Bumfuckistan. Yep, the fucking Aldi baked beans are good. I'm not pissy about it being Italian. I'm pissy that fucking, you know, I'm pissy that it's just not Australian, Australian grown, Australian farmers, you know. And, you know, that they will grow beans, you know, somewhere in Europe or whatever, process them in Italy. And carry the cans, you know, like 10,000, 10, 12,000 Ks or something from Italy to here, and then ship them from container ships onto trucks and then to warehouses and distribution centres and that to all the stores, rather than just, you know, buy them fucking locally. But this is the, I actually thought these were grown in Australia. So, in the global economy, that's just how things go, you know. But Aldi have always been cunts like that. And to be fair, I think these are sort of, I don't know about a much better product and most of the Australian made stuff, you know, the sauce is better, more tomato stuff in it, you know. But, I think the Italians just put more tomato in everything than, what the Australian manufacturers do. Every time you get a little sort of pinch, a pinch on the fucking head, you gotta sort of go, is that a mosquito, you know, mouthpiece going into my fucking hide, carrying some evil fucking disease, you know? This is pretty good. The Yeah. There's a rabbit. It's about, oh, I don't know, 55 metres away. He's sitting up and having a look at me. Right, rabbit. Yeah, just crouching down, crawling sort of through the grass, and standing right up with his ears up. Here's the first car. I'll have to get this on video. Wow, peak hour traffic. And here is a truck. It's carrying grain, I think. Right. We got cars on the road today. It's peak hour traffic. Oh. One of the aspects of sort of that I kind of found myself getting drawn into and having to sort of program myself out of was the fucking the nastiness of small town life, you know? Just going out of your way to be fucking an arsehole to people. I think I see a bull ant nest. You don't see a lot of them. But, yeah. But I'll show you one. And bull ants are really cool. There's things about Australia that are just awesome. The most deadly fucking snakes in the world, and most deadly spiders, and fucking some of the biggest fucking ants, you know. And they're no slouch when it comes to bites and poisons either. But I'll pause this, I'll stop this. and show you. Just got to check the ground, because they're solitary sort of hunters, and you can see them through the undergrowth. You see that fucker there? He's about 25 millimeters long. Hey. Come on. No, I'm not something to eat. Saying hello. Hello. Yeah. They're not bad ants. But yeah, fuck, you know, you don't sort of, you don't provoke them, and if you're sort of mindful of the fact that they are predatory ants, they won't go out of their way to fucking bite you, but they'll come up and have a bite because they're sort of exploring what you are, you know what I mean? And if they think they can drag 10,000 times their weight, back into the fucking nest. Where is it? Yeah, if they can think they can kill and cripple and drag something 10 million times their weight back into the nest, they might think, oh, yeah, could be in luck today. But, yeah, so there's that. So back from the anants. Yeah. The issue with the bull ants is that they're not actually bad ants. I reckon they're pretty good, but I'm not sure that they're that fond of the idea of giving them a kiss and a cuddle and a good scratching of their tummy and stuff. I think they'll just bite, you know. You know, and they have poison stings, you know, and they hurt like all fuck. You know, they'll just go fucking chomp in with the fucking chomps, in with the teeth, in with the jaws, and then sting you like all fuck while they hold on, you know. And so it pays not to sort of, I wouldn't say provoke them, that's one thing, you know, stirring the fucking ant nest up with a stick or something, but the other but the other aspect is to you know, if you stand there like a fucking tool, one of those little cunts, you know, might, you know, you stand there for 5 or 10 minutes close to the nest, one of these cunts might just crawl up your pants leg and bite you on the leg, you know what I mean? So, you know, you know, it's okay. You got to look where you're going. You got to look where they are. They're fairly motile, meaning they can cover a little bit of ground in a little bit of time, you know. You know, if you stand there with your thumb up your ass looking down the nest for 5 minutes, it's more than enough time to fucking, you know, see what's coming on. You know, it's more than enough time to be coming back to the nest, you know, and coming up behind you and crawling up your pants leg and biting you, you know. So that's, you know, it's they're pretty good. I'm glad I got a close-in shot of one, because they are about 25 millimeters long, you know. And they're nice ants, actually. I quite like them. They're very good, you know. They are ants, and they only have two things on their mind, you know, run the nest and get food. That's about all they seem to think about. They don't go, oh, what a lovely day. I wish I had a banana daiquiri and a sun lounge and, you know, nice broad brim hat, you know. Nope, they go, this is, I can eat this or I can't, you know. But, yeah, these are the things that, when it gets a little bit more sort of, you know, if you want to sort of crash somewhere for the time, you know, just have a little bit of a sleep on the side of the road, it pays. The best areas are where there's nice thick, I think couch grass, is it? You know, it's a nice thick mat of green grass. It's all mown and watered and stuff. And you won't find many sort of bush type ants in that, if ever. Because there's not many things in there for the ants to eat, so they don't go there, they don't nest there. And if you need to crash somewhere in the bush, it sort of pays to sort of, you know, maybe, you know, avoid the nests. And maybe sleep in the back of the ute, you know. It's not to say that the ants are bad. They're just out for dinner. They're out for food as well as you. And best not to sort of compromise them, you know. Yeah, well, I'll get going because I've got things to do today. And I'll catch you later. Bye.